Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky explore who makes the best value Bordeaux-style blend. Is it Italy with the Aglia Vecchia Lagone? Or is it actually France with the Le Legend Art Bordeaux Rouge from Baron de Rothschild? Well, sit back, relax, and find out tonight here on the Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
I'm bitter, I'm angry, and Daniel Craig sucks.
Whoa. I'm also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening.
Some things don't require a response. What can I say? On tonight's show, we have left trashy wines behind. To a certain extent, hopefully, for Christ's sake.
Oh, aren't you optimistic?
Oh, by the way, I found the Coco Bon in Kroger, Meyer, Giant Eagle. Coco Bon red wine is everywhere. So,
It's Coco Bon.
Yes, you can't find Coconin.
So it's not Coconin.
No, it's not Coconin. It's Coco Bon. Anyway, on tonight's show, I just want to start that off. We have a comparison between Bordeaux blends. Now, we have France. Oh, no, the Triple B just found out what we were doing. France, and we have Italy. Which is best? Now, we're talking in the value price range. We're not talking about Bordeaux blends in general, because that would probably be France. Although there are some elite Italian Bordeaux blends. But tonight, we're, sub-15. To do that...
They're mostly called Super Tuscans.
Yes, I know. But they are Bordeaux. Well, no, some of the Super... No, the Super Tuscans have Sangiovese. Although there are a few... That are straight Bordeaux. There are a few. They are elite, Scott. They are elite.
They don't refer to them as Bordeaux blends, though. Dare you?
No, they don't.
Compare them.
Well, of course they wouldn't. They're in Italy. But for the Italians, we have a wine from Tuscany. And this is the Aglia Vecchia Lagone. And it is 60% Merlot, 30% Cabernet, and 10% Cab Franc. And it's an IGT, Scott. IGT is?
Indication Geographique Typique.
Exactly. And that means they can use grapes from other areas in the world to make their wines, often Cabernet, Merlot.
Other areas of Italy. I don't think they can bring them from others in the world.
No, I mean, they can't source it, and they can grow grapes that aren't traditional varietals.
For that area.
I'm not saying they bring stuff in from France. I'm saying they grow a French grape. The only area, actually, in Italy that doesn't allow IGT is Piedmont. Did you know that?
Interesting.
Now, from France, Baron Lafitte Rothschild, they have, remember Aubryon had Clarendel, right? They have their own version of Clarendel. Maybe a little less exciting, maybe a little more, I don't know.
Okay. We like Clarendel. Actually,
we did. We all did.
Actually, a great deal.
Even Becky, you like Clarendel. We all did. I have not.
I'm not speaking to you.
Good. I have not bought it a second time, but we like it. And this is the Le Legend, their Art Bordeaux Rouge, 50% Cabernet, 50% Merlot. And this is just a mutt of Bordeaux. Now, they have, just like Clarendel, things from like Medoc and some other areas. That are in the mid to high 20s. This on wine.com is $17.99. I bought it for $14.
Oh, aren't you just fancy and a deal maker?
Yeah, I wasn't buying it at $17. I mean, come on, man. But I'll buy it at $14 because the Lagone is also $14.99. So, two equally priced wines. Which is better? I don't know. I know the Triple B loves Bordeaux blends, don't you? You do not.
She's still not speaking to you.
Well, I know, but... I would think that you, Becky, even though you don't speak to me, I'm going to do your voice back to me unless you speak. This is probably better than Drops of Jupiter. Hell, it might even be better than a Conga. It might be. Might be. Well, nevertheless.
Coco Bon?
Everything is better than Coco Bon.
Coco Bon?
Was it pronounced Coco Bon?
Coco Bon.
It's French now.
Coco Bon.
Why would you want something named Coco Bon? It just sounds, first of all, like an ice cream treat.
Well, maybe for an ice cream treat you would want it.
It actually sounds like a cross between like tanning oil and an ice cream treat. Coco Bon.
A French cereal.
A French cereal. Hmm. That you put coconut oil in.
Well, it's got coconut oil in it.
It's 110% coconut oil.
What? It's like, I don't want that.
No, it's cocoa bon. You must eat it.
No, I don't want it. Nevertheless, folks, is coconut oil good for you? I don't think it is.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, yes.
Coconut oil? I don't know. Is it coconut oil?
You did keto.
Oh, okay, that's true. I didn't use coconut oil.
You put it in your hair. You put it on your face. You put it on your baby. You put it in your food.
Oh, it's like a Renaissance oil. See, I do that with olive oil.
Serious?
No, seriously.
You don't put olive oil on yourself.
I know. That's what's called.
Aaron Rodgers does.
He might. Oh, I heard. He puts it in his hair. You can tell.
I heard that I talked to a doctor. I'm John Wick.
Shut up, you fucking douche. Anyway, folks.
John Wick.
I have my best friend, Flo Blogan. He's great.
Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break. Because then we're going to come back and drink some, hopefully, really tasty wines here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. The Triple B is interrupting me because she's very mad at me because she doesn't like Bordeaux-style blends.
Oh, maybe she'll like these.
Maybe she will like these.
Well, I'm mad at you, too.
Well, you're not either.
Yes, you're making us do Italian first.
Well, that's
and
fine.
And he didn't want to talk about what you wanted to talk about on the show.
We might.
No.
Scott has two things to contribute to the show, and you decided neither were important.
No, plainly, I don't have anything to contribute. Nothing at all.
Okay, I've been saying that for years.
God damn it, you're right.
So the first one we're going to do the Italian, since it's the challenger, technically.
No, we should do Italian first.
We are.
See, that's supposed to be reverse
psychology.
We should
do French first because it goes first in the alphabet.
First in the alphabet.
Becky, which do you want to do first?
What did I just say?
French.
Then we'll do Italian. No, we'll do French then.
See, we want to give the Italians a proper chance.
No, well, that's fair enough.
I feel like we should do France first because it's on the left.
And it's probably worse than the Italian.
Perfect.
That's right. There we go. You're regretting it. So we will do the French first. L'élégant. Our Bordeaux Rouge. Becky, you have some facts and figures, probably. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Because there are no reviews for this wine.
That's so exciting.
I know.
Which one? What piece of paper am I reading off of? This one?
I don't know. I can't see from this far. Is it a review?
Yeah.
Then that's not it.
Winemaker notes, critical acclaim?
It has no acclaim. No. Just the winemaker notes, nice color with glints of crimson. You don't have it. I do. I'm going to read a little bit about the L'Élégant.
I think Wolford should read it.
Then I would for real go upstairs.
I'm going to give Becky this. Here you go.
Come on, that's what Wolford.
What?
Why are you hiding, Wolford?
I'm not.
This one?
Oh, yes.
You have to change your sweatpants again.
How do you think we say the name of this?
L'Élégant. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's it. I think it's Legend.
It's L'Élégant. L'Élégant.
Okay. It offers consumers a journey through the different terroirs and taste of the heralded Bordeaux region through the eyes of one of the region's most prestigious producers. Oh, Rothschild. It all started in the 90s. They wanted to offer their consumers a discovery of the different terroirs and taste of Bordeaux. They just straight copy and pasted that.
Yes, they did.
Absolutely.
A name had to be found. A name that could live up to the expectations. A hint to the Rothschild family and the rich history of Chateau Lafite. A legende was born. Sure. Crafted by the winemaker Diane Flamand. These wines demonstrate a remarkable balance between tradition and modernity. with a product range that includes each of the five major appellations. Can you all name them?
Well, I know one's Medoc. Is there one from Saint-Emilion?
Yeah.
Let's see what else. Saint Steffi?
Mm-hmm.
Saint no. They don't have one from Saint Steffi? Saint yeah. Julian?
No.
Really?
Say Pessoleron?
No.
Well, these are some. Pouillac?
Yes.
Okay.
We got Pouillac. Three.
Pomerol?
No.
I mean, come on.
Côte Think de... of what's the Paso Robles. No, I'm just kidding.
Côte de Castellon?
No. I feel like you're missing Côte the two Franc? Easiest ones.
Well, there's the Bordeaux.
Bordeaux Blanc and Bordeaux.
That's generality. And Rouge.
I'm telling you. Yeah, Bordeaux so what, those are the five. Bordeaux Rouge, Bourgeois Bordeaux Blanc, Medoc, Saint-Emilion, Le Bonnet.
Pouillac. Mm-hmm. I bet you can't find the Pouillac. I bet you shouldn't look for it. Right now,
these wines have an approachable style inspired by everyday drinkability and enjoyment. That means it tastes not great.
Well,
I have to say that as soon as you got about 10, 12, maybe 15 words in, I thought this wine is made for us dumb Americans.
Oh, you better bet your rootin' tootin' ass it is. 50-50, Cab Merlot.
But yet the 2016 was 60-40.
True. Actually, the website stopped at 16. That must have been a special year for them. Everything else, they just said, fuck it. But,
yes.
You know. Now, there is some more information on the back of the label. None of which is interesting. Although it does say, winemaker's notes.
On that?
Yes.
What's it say?
Pleasant and aromatic, with red and black fruit aromas, strawberry and raspberry. And toasty notes. That's right. Well balanced and harmonious on the palate. Yes.
I love it when you say harmonious, Wilford.
Do you?
I do.
Really?
I just enjoy it.
Harmonious.
Oh, I love that.
Did you?
I did.
Oh. What's your number?
Seven.
Seven? I'll call it later. Find it. Someone told me their number was 911. And I called it. And I said, what are you wearing? Then, they sent me male strippers to my house, dressed like police officers.
How did that turn out for you? I know you like to be handcuffed.
Yeah, I know. It was a good night. Then later, at jail, well, they called it jail. I called it, well, it's just...
Fun house?
I got a new nickname.
What was that?
Bend over. It was great. I was...
This is the second week in a row that you've given me a pen that doesn't work, so I can't write my name over and over and over again.
Two pens.
Two pens in a fountain.
Okay. So,
On the nose.
Yes, the Le Legend.
Legend.
Legend. Le Legend. R. What does R stand for? I don't know.
Mm.
The feet R. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a pirate. It's pirate.
Ara. It's just Ara.
What's that? R. R. Right there. R.
Don't you think it stands for Rothschild?
There we go.
See, that's why she's
here. So smart.
Brilliant.
That is probably stupid of me not knowing that.
Triple B.
Good job. Did everybody write down their scores of integrity?
Oh, no.
No, because I don't have a working pen.
Oh, my God. I did. Because I do. On the nose. We should have a musical intro to everything.
On the nose.
Wilford sings. Wilford's never tried to sing before.
Wonder man.
Oh, no. Little, what is that? Who is that? In Vogue?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything. They're like 65 years old probably now. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they are.
They're a big deal back in the day.
They are still a big man.
Mm-hmm. All right. Scores of integrity.
Oh, that's with salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah. Confab.
Confab? Collaboration?
On the nose, wisps of raspberry.
Wisps.
A slight backstrap.
So I ask this often when we compare wines from two different regions or countries, mm-hmm. and you usually give me no real answers.
He has no answers.
So let's see. What what are we expecting the difference between these two wines to be?
My guess would be the Italian would be a little more austere.
What's that mean?
Leaner.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more focused.
Do you think both are going to be, I don't know, like funky-ish?
No.
I wouldn't expect that.
Not really.
I wouldn't expect it.
You know, for the Le Legend, I would think it's maybe a slightly bit Americanized. Maybe just a little bit fruitier than the other. Mm. Legonet is not Americanized. It's a IGT. It's a.
Can we say France and Italy? Because you're basically saying them the same.
Legon.
We can.
Legend.
F and I. something like that. Anyway, the Italian one. I would expect it to be maybe a little more austere, a little more focused, partly because I think it's a little more serious wine.
Okay.
The other one is a bit more of a tourist attraction.
Ooh.
Possibly.
But that being said, I would kind of expect the French to be a little drier.
Not me.
I do.
Well, okay.
We'll see.
That'd be your mistake.
But we'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Although we didn't think much of the Clarendel that we tasted. It was pretty good.
There's a little bit of earthiness in this.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, maybe even just a whiff, just a slight tinge of mushroom.
I thought mushroom too. When I said funk and you said no, and then I smelled mushroom, I was like, oh, wait a second.
They have to really tip in there and get a good whiff.
It smells strongly of mushroom.
Well, you know, they look about the same, by the way.
Scott's yeah, they're both pretty dark. Are Bordeaux normally this dark?
No.
Yes.
I mean,
this is pretty dark. This is cab dark.
Well, they are cab. Well, this is 50-50.
These are a cab Merlot dark black.
Well, they are. That's what they're made of.
It doesn't look
50-50. As... 50-50. I'm saying you would not know that this...
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I think it's a little denser to the eye than you might expect from a Bordeaux blend. Not overly, but it's on the denser side to the eye.
I think they leave the skins on a little bit longer to get a little bit more color in these wines, partly because that sells. You know, if it looks a little bit lighter and leaner in the glass, it's not going to be as appealing. So that's why you might leave the skins on a little bit longer to get a little more dark tinge to it.
He said skins.
Mm-hmm. Let's go in here. Yeah, I had to look at the tab to make sure I was drinking the French one.
Well, my boyfriend, the quarterback, he's really well endowed.
You're Shailene Woodley.
Huh. That tastes like a little Bordeaux.
We have a little visitor downstairs.
Must have left the door open.
Sal Sal.
Why is Sal Sal down here with
Bo's upstairs?
Oh, that's great.
Sal Sal in the house.
On the palate, this tastes somewhat dry, but at the same time, it has a...
Oh, so it's somewhat dry. Who predicted that?
Well, I never said it wasn't going to be dry. I said I have a little more fruit on the front. I didn't say it was going to be residual sugar.
You said that you would be wrong.
Who asked about it being a little bit of funk?
Well, I don't know on the palate that it's funky.
It's so weird. But no, 2 seconds later, I smelled mushroom.
I like the mouthfeel, especially the mid-palate. I don't know that it's a wildly interesting wine, but I don't mind the fruit at all. It's nice blue-black fruit, and it has a nice little toasty oak on the mid-palate that kind of is clean and nicely, you know, it's nicely structured. You know, there's no flabby elements to it.
Tinge of acidity.
A little bit with tannin.
It's got, quite honestly... It's got all the parts you want it to have.
It does, if anything, and it's not a bad oak, but for what we're drinking, I would expect it be maybe a little bit shorter on the way, you know, because it carries through in the finish and it gets a slight bit chocolatey, which isn't bad, but it isn't necessarily as Bordeaux as I would like to think, but it's still, you know.
It's not Bordeaux, it's Bordeaux for you dumb American.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's still a nice drink. See, the difference between this and something from Cali that's any of that stuff, the front palate on this is muted. It isn't really the focus of the wine. It's more the structure and the mid palate. I mean, I think the structure on this is bang on, very, very good.
Yeah. This is in our wheelhouse.
Yeah. Do you like it, Becky?
No. Rebecca.
Why not?
Not at all.
I think it's, this isn't my jam at all.
Okay.
I think it's like the astringency in it. I don't enjoy.
This compared to like that Trader Joe's stuff, the Old Clara B's that we drink. This is a lot.
This is probably more approachable.
I have to caution myself because on that we gave that somewhat high scores, and I think we overscored that. But that's okay because this isn't to that level, but score wise. But this is a better structured wine. This reminds me of a lot of the things we've had from Côtes de Castillon. Especially, what was that one we had at the when you came over for the Penn State game like a year and a half ago? I still have a bottle of it. I don't remember what it's called, but this reminds me of that. The dusty, chalky tannins on the finish and how it's slightly chocolatey, but it's nicely balanced and structured.
Old de Leon, you talking about?
No, it's not Old de Leon. No. It's in there. I'll show it to you later. It's a very, very complicated name.
This is Bordeaux light, and here's where it's Bordeaux light.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the tannic backbone you'd expect from a proper French wine, which is fine because it's Bordeaux light.
Yeah,
and it is rounder and more. It's Americanized.
It's slightly Americanized.
I'm surprised you don't care for this, Rebecca.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
Well, honestly, would you know this was French if you hadn't been told? I don't think I would.
I think I would know it was European.
Fair.
I don't know.
But I wouldn't pick Bordeaux here. Necessarily not knowing what it is.
I think I would pick Bordeaux. I don't know that I could get to France.
Bordeaux-esque, anyway. I mean, you might say something from South America. You might.
The nice thing about... No, I would not say it's South America. Well, I would know it was European.
Stylistically. Anyway.
The nicest thing I can say about this is it has some light tannins that are nice. But it's not... I don't like it at all.
Oh. Dang it. Just when we were going to send you those French lesson classes.
I think that this is a nice, tasty drink, especially if you can buy it like I did at $14.99.
Even at $17.
Well, $17.99 is solid. It's solid.
Let's play that game.
Mm-hmm.
$25?
I don't think you wouldn't be disappointed if you had paid $25 on it.
You go to...
There's a lot worse things you can buy.
Oh, God.
Anything from Paso.
Excuse me.
And I think I agree with Becky, though. You're probably going to end up somewhere European, and then you're going to realize. I mean, it's definitely a Cab Merlot style wine. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you're going to pick out Cab or Merlot, I think you're probably going to pick out one of those. You're not going to mistake this for Syrah. You're not going to mistake this for Sangiovese. None of that stuff. You're not going to mistake this for Grenache. This doesn't have any of those elements.
The acidity in it could lead you astray.
Not really. I mean, because Merlots can be acidic, depending on the soil.
Yeah, true.
I mean, there's a lot of different soils around there. But beyond that, it tastes of Cab. It tastes of Merlot. It's not jazzy, so you know that rules out a Washington one. I mean, for instance, like, who the hell are they? Is it Columbia that does the H3? Columbia Crest. Hills,
yeah.
I mean, that is an extremely jazzy, fruit-forward thing. Chateau Saint-Michel, their Indian Wells, is in the same price range. Their red blend. It's jazzy. I think they throw Syrah on those, too.
And
that's one thing. This doesn't have any of the mutt grapes. Not to say that Syrah is a mutt, but it doesn't belong in this. Where Cali just gets this, they get this itch. Oh, I've got to throw Syrah. I got to throw Syrah. And they do. And you're like, fuck. You know, when you just should have done California Cab Merlot. That being said, so many California Merlots, there's a reason why there was a line in a movie, I'm not drinking that fucking Merlot. There are good Merlots out there. I mean, I like Merlots, but there's a lot of them that you're like, I don't know, I drink that fucking Merlot.
I don't, yeah.
So you can't necessarily do a 50-50 and say, done.
It's only about 10 grape varietals I like better in California than Merlot.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, you're like, yeah. And freeze. No, it doesn't happen that way.
I mean, like what that expression what, a lot.
Other than Ferrari,
there's only 10 more, only like 10 more varietals yeah. I like more.
Yeah. So, other than Ferrari Corona, what's a California Merlot that we really
pride?
Even... Okay, there you go.
Okay, well, yeah, that's 65.
Okay.
I like Pride Merlot.
Of course.
But... We like the Markham, we like the Rutherford Hill. Once again, not cheap. You mean inexpensive Merlots?
Yeah. It's like, that's it. And Ferrari Corona's 30.
Well, it's 24, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, there isn't much, is there?
There isn't.
I don't know. I'm sure there has been one or two. I just can't think of them right this second.
Charles Shaw's looking better and better all the time, isn't it?
No, a urinal cake is looking better and better all the time. You put a candle in it, it's your birthday.
What's that blue stuff on your face?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Jesus. But, yeah. This, though, it tastes, I like it. I like the way it's structured. It does taste like it's intentionally structured. So it doesn't scream of, oh, look at the sun-drenched hills, and then it's cool in the evening. Look at those rocky soils. It does taste a little bit of a boardroom. A boardroom.
It tastes like a
product, and there's 100,000 cases of this. And that's a lot.
And you know what? They're going to sell them all, and people are going to be happy to drink it.
I think at $14.99, it should sell. I mean, it's a very good, strong product for that. Especially, I mean, this, to be honest, it's about as good as Clarendel, but it's $5 cheaper.
Yeah, I think I would go with Clarendel over this.
Well, yeah, that's a little more substantial.
It was just
$5 cheaper.
This is good.
Oh, well, I mean, here's one, though, that really just kicks the shit out of this wine. But it kicks the shit out of a lot of wines. The Gunlatch Bunchu Mountain Cuvée, which is a Bordeaux.
We might have had a bottle of that last night.
And that's so good. That stuff is just mother's milk. That's delicious.
We're not having any more of it because I'm setting it down.
Mm-hmm. But I like this. I do like this. I would drink this. I know Becky didn't like it, but I like it. I think you and I would drink it.
Yeah.
I'll remember it when I see it. I'm like, yeah. I really think
if you didn't know this was Bordeaux, I think you'd like it. I don't know why I'm saying that. I don't know what about this makes me think you'd like it.
Probably the same thing that are the voices in your head.
Mm-hmm. What?
You're crazy.
No.
She don't like it.
That's not why.
I think that, like, the blueberry part.
Yeah.
But I don't like the finish at all. I don't like the oaking on it.
Really?
Yeah,
but I understand where you're coming. You're very sensitive to it. It for me, I like it. However, it might, for my taste, it might, or actually more for Bordeaux, it hangs on just a little bit long, and its skirt's showing, or its underwear showing there a little bit at the end. There's a little bit. Oh, there's that nice little caramely toasty oak, and it's all by itself. It's like when you're talking in a loud room and you're saying butt fuck. But then everybody gets really quiet, and you say "butt fuck," and everybody hears you say "butt fuck" because everybody got quiet at that inopportune time. That's a little bit of that oak at the end.
No, it's not. That's not it at all.
That's what I think.
No, I just don't like it.
Thank you. It's good, but
I'm really mad because you told me that I was going to love this episode.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You were like, "It's going to be a great episode. You're going to love it."
Yeah, but I was told that by Joe Rogan. So it's a Flo Blogan. I talked to him. He's a good friend of mine.
Blofeld.
I've talked
Blofeld.
I talked to many wine experts that said that they would that you would love this. So. All right, it's better than a conga, right?
Cocoa bum.
Cocoa bum.
Cocoa bum. Cocoa bum.
If you lay it on the sun all day, you will have a cocoa bum. So yeah.
Oh my lord.
That's right. So folks, we're gonna take a break. Because then we're going to come back and drink the Italian here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. I just had another thought. This is the thing about the Le Grand. It really is a testament to how much wine production has improved over the last, say, 15 years. 15 years ago, would this wine have tasted like this, been of this quality? Hell no. Fuck no. It tastes a little bit manipulated, a little bit more created for marketing in that sense, but it's still tasty. But 15 years ago, you would have tasted a weedy turd box. I mean, it would have been shit. But
they wouldn't have spent as much time to make this good.
No, yes. But this wine, even though it's mass produced, is very, very respectful of red wine while suggesting elements of Bordeaux. I know it's from Bordeaux. It's not necessarily Bordeaux-esque. It just resembles it in some elements. But it's still a nice drink.
It is.
Nice drink.
Even if they are laughing at us for drinking it.
It's okay. They made it.
So. They did make it.
I know. So.
It would...
I don't think a Frenchman would.
Fair or not fair?
What? What's fair or not fair?
This Bordeaux blend is to French Bordeaux blends what Meiomi is to Pinot Noir.
Oh, I think the French would might say that. I think it's I mean,
not a bad.
I mean, this is fair? Way superior to something like that. But
well,
I don't think that that's necessarily.
Is it? I don't know. Naomi's just not our thing. That's not our style where this is. So.
No, I think that's a fair statement. I think that there would be people, purists in Bordeaux, that would say that that's what this is.
Yeah, right? 100,000 cases. That
Lafitte's selling out, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, granted, 100,000 cases is dropping a buck to Naomi.
Oh, shit.
They're. Yeah. A quarter of a million cases?
Three quarters of a million, I think. Might even be more than that now.
Yeah, it's
and by the way, in the wine vault, I know because everybody's excited, we have the Meiomi Cabernet coming soon to a wine vaults show near you.
That's going to be a solo episode, I'm sure.
I forgot about that. That was a gift.
It was a gift. To the wine vault. Did not pay for that.
I didn't know they made a Cabernet.
Only make it all. The Pinot wasn't enough. You know, just I know. So now we move on to the Italian, the Aia Vecchia. Oh, I'm sorry, the Aia Vecchia. I'm sorry, Aia Vecchia, Aia Vecchia. That's what it is. Lagone, and this is 60% Merlot, 30% Cabernet, 10% Cab Franc. It is on oak barrels for 12 months, aged in 6 months in bottle. But there are characteristics on this wine. Mm-hmm. Oh, Croatian oak. It escaped me. So I'm assuming there's probably Croatian oak in this, too, since it's Italian. But this wine is deep ruby with purple hues. On the nose, the wine is delicate with notes of cherry, vanilla, raw beef, and herbs. Taste. On the palate, wonder which kind of beef that is. Round steak? Yeah, I don't know. It is dry.
We've had beef as a smell before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Now, Triple B does have in front of her a review from a professional wine reviewer.
Well,
oh, yes.
This line I think is really funny, mm-hmm. followed by a lengthy and smooth finish that begs for food. That means it needs something to cover it up.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
The Italians don't feel that way. Outright. Do you see the review? How is your ankle? Bo attacked her with a bone earlier. He's a savage. Possibly. It was
sort of a zealous plaything where he threw it out of his mouth.
Yeah, it's true.
This is a lot.
Is it?
Yeah. There's this whole thing about they have an old building. It become the symbol of and the namesake of their company. Oh. It's nothing. This is nothing about their... the review of the wine. It's like a little bio of the
Aia Vecchia
Compagnie. Yeah.
It's the name of an old building which is today the center of a company deep in the Tuscany countryside.
Well, I do believe there's a Jeb Dunnick review in there. If you flip over there.
The more Merlot-dominated 2017, there's 30% Cabernet Sauvignon and 10% Cabernet Franc, is larger production cuvée and offers a wonderfully plump, fruit-forward style, as well as notes of darker berry fruits, scorched earth, graphite, and a touch of leafy herbs. It's balanced and medium-bodied, has ripe tannins, and is a beautiful wine, especially at the price.
And then there's
what does scorched earth mean?
After a nuclear explosion. Napalm.
Like Agent Orange?
I love napalm in the morning. Now, this is a southern man. Now,
is that what that...
Yes.
I mean, really, what does it mean, though?
Scorched earth. Rock.
Yeah, like a fire.
Burn up
Force
bodies.
Fire. Force fire scorched earth. Yeah. Drop the bomb.
Fuck them. Kill them all. Let God sort them out. That's right. Now, this is the Southern Man. Now, I'm not a fan of the Green Bay Packers, but I do believe that immunized means vaccinated, I'm pretty sure, because he took elderberry juice. Yes. Flo Blogan told him that. Douchebag. Anyway, I have a review here from, you remember this before, the Drink Hacker.
He's your favorite.
I don't know if it's a he or a she, although I do know now it's a Drink Hacker. And he reviewed, well, a different vintage of this, but still it's the Drink Hacker. So, and he provided it an A minus. And that's all they wrote. They didn't see nothing about just a Drink Hacker. Christopher Knoll is the Drink Hacker. He is the founder and editor of chief of the Drink Hacker. He's a veteran writer and journalist. He also operates Knoll Media, a bespoke content company. Isn't that exciting?
No.
It's not.
No, it's not.
He's bald, too. See that?
He's a very bald man.
He is the Drink Hacker. That's right. He hacked James Suckling's review and stole it.
He makes James Suckling look like a handsome man.
He looks a little bit like a bald James Suckling.
No.
He does.
He looks like your sixth grade math teacher.
That was fired from his job because of inappropriate text with students.
Because he put out a quiz that said that Floridians and Texans are all stupid?
No. He was providing free physicals to all the students, athletes, when he's not a doctor. That's kind of thing. It looks like that gentleman would do that.
That's terrible.
I know. It's terrible. It's inappropriate.
This is not the penophile.
Why would he do that? Anyway, he is a doctor, by the way.
Well, there's that. He was.
He still is. Okay, he's an optometrist, but that's more than a chiropractor.
No, I have to touch.
Or a podiatrist.
No, I have to touch you there to help fix your eyes. It's all part of the exam.
I'm not going to do the penophile voice simply because you want me to. I won't do it. She doesn't want me to, and you do want me to. And me spurning you is more than her not wanting me to. What? So, boom. I won't do the penophile voice. I won't do it. Anyway, I took it.
You already are on my list.
So, you might as well go for it.
Episode.
Okay, good. So, Lagone. Lagone. In the glass, it looks a little bit like the Legion, but a little bit, possibly just a little bit lighter in color. Just slightly.
It's only 30% cab.
It is. 10% cab franc.
A bit of a watery edge.
Slightly.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah, they do not look. There's a minuscule amount of difference between the two.
It smells a lot sweeter.
Yeah, like a bright raspberry.
Mm-hmm. With is that hay or straw in there?
A grassy element, sure. Oh, yeah.
Instead of beef Maybe. Or red meat, I'm going to go...
Bing cherry, too.
Almost like lead pencil.
A little bit, yeah. It's a happy nose, slightly happy nose.
Yeah, I'll give you that. There's a lot going on in this nose. It's a weird nose. It's not really vibrant. It's kind of
slightly waxy, like a crayon wax, slightly.
There's a lot going on this nose.
Yeah, there is.
But it's weird. It's not this.
Red velvet cake.
Everything's kind of subdued, but yet there's a lot going on. We're picking a lot of shit out of this.
Red velvet cake kind of has the waxy thing in it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the cream cheese as well. Yeah.
It's chocolate cake.
Black forest coloring. Yeah. Here we go.
Do you smell scorched earth?
Humpty hump.
I do smell some decomposing bodies that are being eaten by vultures.
The weirdest description. Where else in wine would you be like, raw meat,
scorched earth. I'm sure you'd be listening to the Humpty Dance. I love the Humpty Dance.
This to me, you know, like when you're smelling and tasting a Dr. Pepper, how there's like all those.
Yes.
That are like so random. That's what this is like to me.
This is unabashedly Italian, though.
I'm going in.
I already went in.
Yeah, I tasted it too.
These two wines couldn't be more different. These are completely different approaches on winemaking. Different approaches in all respects. You would probably not peg this, the Italian Lagone, as a Bordeaux style blend. You wouldn't. You would say this is something from Italy because it tastes Italian. Very Italian. This with a pasta bolognese that would be delicious. Mm. Where the Lagone would not be. This is more roast. This Italian, which is interesting when you see slightly different, obviously varietals, but there's still Bordeaux varietals for both.
You know, of these two, which I prefer with pasta, the French blend.
I know you
because the acidity. Because the acidity.
It is a lot more.
But this has acidity too.
Not like the first one.
Oh, yes.
No, the first one is 1,000% more acidic than the second. Mm-hmm. Yes, Rob, by a lot.
Try it.
The French one is off-putting to me because of the acidity.
I didn't pull much air over it. My first draw, the acidity almost hit me as almost towards sour. But then, you know, as you draw air over it, I didn't have that feeling. And then I adjusted to the acidity. But I found it to be in balance with the wine. I didn't find it to be too much. This, the tannins are the superstar in this guy. This is, you care for this one?
I prefer it to the French. But I don't know that I would say I favorite.
I feel this is oaked. The oak's more prominent in this than in the Lagone.
First of all, I think the oaking is what is providing that, in my opinion, the emulation of acidity on that.
On the
That's
French?
The oaking.
What are you
on the French?
About?
Yes.
Pointing.
The French isn't necessarily wildly acidic. It's the oaking, especially when you do it back to back with the Lagone. It's all oak. It isn't. It's pretty tannic too, but I wouldn't call it wildly acidic. This is a little more compact, a little sleeker, a little simpler wine, but at the same time, there's a lot to enjoy in simplicity as well. They each have their own merits, really.
The oaking on the Italian one tastes more sophisticated.
It isn't as prominent, I'll say that. It
tastes like it was done with more skill.
Well.
It does.
It's not as oaked, let's just say that. Well, it doesn't come across. I don't think, actually, this is oaked significantly either. They're similar, I think, in the levels of oaking.
What do they use? Which one did you say uses Croatian?
The Italian. I would assume that's common with the Italian wines. So I would think that they
and
would...
French uses French.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we've seen some Hungarian, some different...
Yeah, Hungarian.
Oak,
that's
French.
What I was thinking.
I think French used French oak.
Yeah.
Where in Italy, I think you'll see some different.
Croatian, yeah.
Oh, Croatian, some Hungarian, some.
Yeah, Hungary. Mm-hmm. I don't remember hearing Croatian before, but Hungarian. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, I'll agree. So my first taste on this, though, the oaking was much more prominent. It's interesting that on both these wines, there was something that jumped out at me that's calmed down after I've had a couple pulls on it.
Are you getting the raw meat?
On the nose, I did. That's it. I don't have it on the palate.
I mean, this has more minerality. The Italian has more minerality than the French. Yeah. But.
And I'm wondering if that's just not as. I don't want to say the French one was manipulated, but it's not as.
Stylized.
Dressed, stylized, jazzy, whatever. So that the true terroir can show. Does that mean this is a better wine because of that?
Well, this is the French. The Legion is more of a homogenized wine, okay? Because you're really tapping into multiple areas. Legone is a little more focused. What is it? Two different areas, really, within Tuscany. It's I forget where it was, but Bulgaria is that what it is? Bulgaria Mazzolano is that what it is? So a couple different DOCs. It's on the sheet here. I can't pronounce those things, but. So it's probably narrowed down a little bit, but also you have the use of three different varietals where you can get maybe a little bit more of a relaxed nature to the wine. The French version, higher case production. Oh, I'm sure, I don't know what Legone's case production is, but it ain't 100,000.
It's not 100,000.
No, I'd say it's probably more, you know, in the 15,000 or 10,000. Very small. But it doesn't, if you tasted it blindly, you probably would probably end up in Italy. Mm. But are you going to say this is a Cab Merlot Cab Franc blend?
Hell no.
I don't think you're going to do that. I mean, I think you're going to say it probably has Cab in it, but you're not going to give the rest of them. You're just going to crap your pants and say it's a super, or it's some sort of Tuscan blend. And that would normally suggest or denote that there is a Sangiovese in it, and there isn't.
Yeah, I don't know that I would go Italy with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, where would you go then?
I don't know.
Well, there we go.
Would you know it was Italian?
I mean, you got to go someplace. Where are we going to go? It doesn't taste Cali, for Christ's sake. Yeah. French, I mean, maybe a leaner Bordeaux, maybe. But not recently. I mean, anything from Bordeaux anymore is plusher than this in its style. It just doesn't come across that way. It's not presented that way. Mm. It doesn't taste like it's from the south of France anywhere.
I think the clue...
Maybe Spanish.
I was going to say...
A Tempranillo.
I would almost... Like, if I was just guessing, I would maybe think it was Spanish until I got to the oaking. I think then that I would be like, I don't know what to do with this. I think I would still stay in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could say... Maybe, yeah. Maybe. Question would be, though, Becky, do you like the Legone better than you like the...
Or? I like the Italian one better than the French. By a lot.
Is that because it's a little more focused? It doesn't have all those other...
I said I don't like the astringent. I've answered this.
I'm revisiting, clarifying.
I don't like the oaking on the French one, and I don't... You said that... Acidity comes from the oaking. Whatever it comes from, I don't like it at all.
The acidity.
Well, I would say the quiet. I didn't notice it as much until I drank Legone. And then it.
That was like the hallmark of what I noticed in it.
You notice it a lot more when you drink those back to back. This is a little more sleek, a little more stripped down wine. That's okay.
I wouldn't say I like the Italian one, but I certainly like it more than.
I like them both, but
I think I had three sips of the French one, maybe four, and I've probably had six of the Italian one.
I would say that I like both of them, but for completely different reasons.
Absolutely. They're different wines.
What are the price points on them?
Same, $14.99-ish. So neither one is expensive, really. Mm-mm. The idea was I wanted to try the Legone because it was a reviewed-ish Bordeaux-style blend, and you can't get... much Bordeaux right now in Ohio at all, especially wine.com.
Oh.
And so...
You had another delivery today.
I know. It got rejected. Well, you weren't here.
I was here.
What did you do?
I was feeding Maggie.
You're my list.
And it was my FedEx guy, but now he said, I'm so sorry, I have to start getting your driver's license.
Well, make sure your driver's license is inside. I'm just going to hang it from the door, tape it to the door.
I would not mind if you did that. We get wine delivery, Scott, every day.
Every day.
It's ridiculous. I can't work.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She's a busy person.
She is.
You don't appreciate that.
I know.
Let me tell you what happened today. Listeners, if any of you are parents, our third son, Luke, has proven to be a little bit of a pistol at school this year.
Oh, shitbird.
He told them today he was sick and he wanted to go home.
Okay.
And so they said that he didn't have a fever, but they thought he might get one and called me and asked me to come get him.
Okay.
So I did. 30 minutes before school was dismissed, I went and got him.
30 minutes.
What the hell's the point of that?
So, and now I feel like I can't send him tomorrow.
He's only there for 2 hours.
Yeah, he's there from 9 to 11:30.
So when he got home, he immediately asked for Fruity Pebbles and
oh yeah, a bath. He drank. So I'm like, oh, are you like feel all right? He chugged 2 Gatorades. And I was like, okay. He's
parched.
And then he had a yogurt. Which you would don't eat when you, I mean, you wouldn't eat a yogurt if you don't feel well. He had a granola bar, turkey, a piece of string cheese.
So he wasn't sick, he was just fucking hungry.
What else did
But he's always hungry, right?
Yeah.
He has a runny nose, though.
So. Yeah, it's probably because of his cheese allergy, because he ate all the dairy products.
I feel like every kid has a runny nose. I don't know, but they were like, we feel like it's probably not a great idea for him to be here. And I was like, okay.
Okay, for another half an hour. Well, I gave him Tylenol cold tonight, so
they also met me outside of the school to bring him to me. Like, I didn't even get inside. And it made me feel like they felt like he was really germy. I don't know. It was weird.
Well, I think that, too. He's a dirty boy.
Just dirty. I would say he's dirty. I wouldn't say he's germy. He loves to play in the dirt.
Dirty, germy child.
He's like Dirty Diana.
He loves to play. Like, you give him a stick in the dirt, and that's, like, his jam. But he's not germy. He's just dirty.
Hmm. He's had poopy fingers many times.
That's so gross.
That's true. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back here on The Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, we have a brief-ish kind of potpourri tonight. Scott wants to. He has some grievances.
It's the airing of grievances. We all have grievances.
I don't.
You always have grievances.
No, I don't.
You have a grievance.
I do.
You're a grievant.
No, I'm fine.
Becky, you have some grievances to air against him, I'm sure, so you can participate in this. But I have a big grievance to air. Went to see the James Bond movie this week. And you know, Daniel Craig, if you're tired of being typecast into a role, it's okay. Just say no next time. You don't have to play that same role again. But instead, you got wrapped up in the production. You're the executive producer. The fuck you do? You're going to kill off James Bond? They killed off James Bond.
Spoiler alert. You're supposed to say spoiler alert.
I can't. I'm pissed.
I'm sure you're...
What gives Daniel Craig the right to kill off James Bond?
Do you think he
did? He's the executive producer.
Let's be frank.
It's his project.
Scott, let's be frank. All right. They made movies after this, but Roger Moore kind of killed off James Bond with A View to a Kill. I mean, that killed off James Bond. Although, on Her Majesty's Secret Service, George Lazenby, he killed off James Bond a little bit. Never Say Never Again. You should have said never. Sean Connery is 85 years old, lusting after Kim Basinger. That killed off James Bond.
You don't understand.
Well, I understand.
James Bond dies in the movie.
I know, understand he's dies.
Dead. Yes, deed.
I know. But it's a
they're fictional. Not bringing him back.
Well, they can bring somebody back and name him James Bond.
No,
because
no.
I'll let you a little secret. I'll let you a little secret.
What's the secret?
James Bond isn't James Bond's real name. It's just a name given to that character.
No. 007.
I know.
Goes from person
but
to
don't
person.
Don't you think?
Because there was another 007 in this movie, too.
I know.
Don't you know that?
I know.
Don't
this.
You know that,
I
too?
I know that. It's not that complicated.
It was a little tricky, but at the about halfway through the movie, she says, M, can we give him back 007? Mm. And it was a pretty cool moment in the film.
Mm. Whatever. It's okay.
It freaking pissed me off. Okay. It's like you go to the movie to see James Bond, and then he gets killed off in it.
Okay.
What the f...
Calm down, Snowflake. It's all right.
First, Trumpy gets elected.
Did you watch Quantum of Solace?
Second, come on, man. We have this pandemic. And third, they kill off James Bond. What's next?
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers will lie about having
COVID.
Yeah. Well, he does not lie about that. Or is he? What is he else is he lying about? I want to know that. His girlfriend.
He's got a big dick.
His fiance.
Whatever she is. How's her
it's
movie career
really
going?
It's a weird thing to talk to the world about.
She's a nutball.
Well, I mean, if you're, have pineapple around the house, and maybe, if you put pineapple in the front yard when you have a party, then maybe you talk about things like that, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, but she was busy making the Divergent movies. Those were really good.
She was also in that.
Divergent movies are good.
I haven't seen those. What was that show that I watched that she was
yes.
in?
Yes.
You shut up.
What's with that? Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon.
Big Little Lies?
Yeah.
She was in that.
I didn't see that.
No.
How was that?
I don't know. Becky watched it.
How was that? We're getting head nod. Listeners.
It was really good. There's two seasons. It's very good. There, one book was season one, and they kind of branched off and made season two. It was very good.
And I think that's Reese. I think she's the producer of that, too, Reese Witherspoon. Is that
it
correct?
It has Laura Dern in it. Yep.
I love Laura Dern.
Mm-hmm. Hubba, she's really hubba, good hubba. In it.
She's far too young for you.
She's older than me.
Speaking of, guess what I'm reading?
Ann Cleaves?
And I could
Vera Stanhope?
No.
You
I
should.
Could be
you
reading
should read Vera Stanhope.
If Rob hadn't...
Encyclopedia Brown.
Done this to me. No, I'm reading a Louise Penny, who is a mystery author. Not my favorite mystery author. But it's Louise Penny, Hillary Clinton combo book.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know.
It's kind of like the James... Did you read the James Patterson, Bill Clinton ones? There's
no,
two.
I saw them.
They're fine.
I walked past them.
This one is probably better than the Bill Clinton one.
I walked a little closer to this book, but I didn't pick it up.
Did those involve a quasi-involuntary sex scene with a cigar?
Okay. So the one that I'm reading with
probably
Louise
not.
Penny and Hillary is really good. It's about a Secretary of State and blah, 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 this stuff. It's like a political thriller. I like it a lot. I would say it. I would give it a solid B.
Okay.
But there are some hilarious lines in it that are like, Betsy loved her country so much. And like, some of that. And you're like, come on.
See, I don't know that I want to read it now. Because as I did get close enough to read the little synopsis. And it's like, really, she's going to write about the Secretary of State? And that's going to be the heroine of this book? Really? Mm-hmm. Can't make yourself president.
But she wasn't, though.
But well, it's a novel. You get to write what you want.
Something
a fantasy novel.
Well, she does talk about how she ran against the president. Like, she had run for president, I think. Mm-hmm. And something about how they were major political rivals. And it's so funny for me to think about that because...
It's just not original.
Yeah. It's like a little too...
Well, at least we know she's still alive.
Did she run against a guy named Pump for president?
This would have been against the guy named Barry.
That would have been Obama.
Yeah, they had pseudonyms. No, I meant, yeah. So.
Yeah, no.
Barry.
He had purple hair, not orange hair.
But it's a lot better than what I thought, but I could be reading it. But
Jack White's wearing purple hair now.
He paid off a male porn star because he got,
But instead, Rob tricked me into being on this episode drinking two wines I don't like.
Damn.
Well, I thought you liked the Italian.
I like it better than the French. I do not like it.
You do not like French wine. Come on. That's just ridiculous.
You need to be open. You need to be open. We need...
Wait a minute. Didn't you say that I would bully you into liking a wine? I have not tried to make you like this wine one bit. Scott has.
I will tell you. What did you say?
Didn't try. I was surprised that you didn't.
You said something that I have become too picky.
Yeah. You're regressed. You're like a turtle in a shell. A very small shell. It's ridiculous.
I don't like anything.
What do you like?
Kim Crawford in a can.
You bought that shit.
I did buy that because I asked about the rosé.
Both versions.
But when we went to...
In a can.
We went to Great Wolf Lodge Sunday night, and Rob bought some wine in the lobby. And I said, we should have just brought the Kim Crawford in a can.
Is it really called a bar when you're at the water park?
It was a bar.
Okay.
It was in their grill, which is closed, but I'm sure the grill is more like Applebee's grill, but that's okay. Yeah. That's where I got a gallon of Elijah Craig.
Yes, you did.
Okay. I drank it. I was like, sure. In a plastic cup. I was like,
bourbon does better in a plastic cup than wine does.
Yes, I know. That's why I went with bourbon.
So what was the wine you brought up to the room?
Oyster Bay Sauvignon Blanc.
We did Oyster Bay in the show.
Did you just throw up in your mouth?
I think he did.
It wasn't good. Okay. The Oyster Bay was not good. It lost.
Was Brancott.
It was fine.
It was Brancott.
The Oyster Bay makes a fine Pinot Noir.
It was fine.
It's fine. It's wet. It's Sauvignon Blanc-y. That's about all you got.
I feel like, I don't know what your choices were, but I feel like that was a very good choice, given what your options, I'm assuming, were.
Oh, by the way, I do have a grievance, by the way.
Okay.
Great Wolf Lodge, okay?
You even say
no, because I still have problems. All right. You have...
I'm so interested what your grievance is.
You have slides, right? Bigger slides tubes on them. You shouldn't have to be a fucking Olympic luge guy to go down the fucking slides. It shouldn't be like either you make it and you feel great about yourself or you're dead. And death is not fun. So the first time I went on like a tandem tube with with William, he's six, we went down there. It was a little extreme, but we made it. No problem.
He told his teacher about it today.
It was fun. It was great.
He was really proud.
Now, I did see a father and son come down. Their inner tube didn't come. Mm. It came on the next pass. How they spilled on that, I don't know. But I went by myself then on a journey on a inner tube. And Henry and William went on a tandem by themselves. Well, with each other. But anyway, I went on another one another slide I hadn't gone on. I only went on two, mind you. But so I go around a curve. Everything's going fine. Then you go into like this open area / thing where there's this raging torrent going on, and there's like a wall. It's like a bowl shaped thing, and I went up the side of the bowl. The inner tube flips over. I come crashing down on my side, and the fucking inner tube lands fucking on me. Now I'm laying there in this bowl, water rushing around me, inner tube laying next to me. I just landed on hard plastic, so I'm fucked up a little bit. And I was like out of my mind because I thought somebody was going to rush down and crush me.
Fear.
What?
Fear.
I was a little worried. And I didn't, and it looked like they were like different to, I don't know. I didn't know where I was all fucked up. So I grabbed hold of the inner tube and scooted it forward and scooted behind it as opposed to trying to get on top of it. I didn't think I could do it. I don't know why. I'd given up on life. Matter of fact, I was contemplating, is this the end of my life? And if it's so, It's really going to be a pain in the ass for them to retrieve my body where I'm currently. So I said, well, it can't be far. I'll just scoot down and follow the thing. So I was trying to follow it on my butt. Apparently, this slide is designed for inner tubes, not for humans. So I had to keep scooting myself while I'm kicking the inner tube in front of me, moving along. It was a long fucking way down through there. A long way. It probably took me 2 minutes, at least, to get to the bottom. And as I'm coming down, there was this big, like, incline. I just, like, dropped like a fucking rock. It went into, like, a loop-de-loop motherfucking thing. And then I stopped short of the actual ejection point. And so the stupid fucking inner tube's right in front of me. And I mule kicked that son of a bitch out the tube, and it went right past the lifeguard there. And I just collapsed.
Not your best self.
And I just came and just collapsed out into the pool. And I said, that son of a bitch dumped me the first damn second. I've been following that son of a bitch the whole damn time down. And I had to take a moment. But on the tandem though, William and I come out of that tube. And there was a mother and her little girl there. And her little girl was in our way, in our path, in our tube. Whacked that girl on the head and crushed her. Nothing we could do, mind you.
Well,
William said sorry. His dad did not. Because I wouldn't have said sorry. I would have told that mother that she's a... Well, I would have cussed both of her and the lifeguard out. Because, come on, man.
Jesus.
Come on, man. What are you doing? You got to get your kid out of there. But nevertheless, folks, that's my grievance. But by the way, Great Wolf Lodge. Good family fun. Good family fun.
It was a good time.
It was good fun.
Yeah.
Nice room. Mm-hmm. It was a nice room. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back with the scores of the French and the Italian Bordeaux-style blends. Here. Why? You can't say French Bordeaux style. It's a French Bordeaux blend and an Italian Bordeaux-style blend.
You did say that, so I guess you can say it.
I just corrected myself here on the Wine Vault.
About time you corrected yourself.
You
Aaron Rodgers was fined $14,000. That's like us being fined $25.
Man, I would have just made him cut his greasy fucking hair here on the Wine Vault.
It's terrible.
And we're back, folks. So, the reviews. We're going to start off with Le Lagon, Or Bordeaux Rouge from Lafitte Rothschild. Becky, although I dare not ask, I guess I will ask, the Rothschild, what is your score? And then I'm going to add 5 to that score to get a fair score.
Sorry, I would give it an 83.
Oh, come on.
An 83, 84 would be my score. I don't think it's interesting. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was palatable. I could only drink like 4 sips of it. Thought it was over-oaked. Not interesting. Do not recommend. I don't know why you put me on these episodes. Like, you think I'm going to have a different reaction.
Someday you're going to smarten up. That's what I'm hoping for.
Go ahead.
Easy.
You see the light.
When we go back to very early episodes, you and Scott all the time, drink what you like. Drink what you like. Don't apologize. And now.
We didn't say that to you. We said it to the listeners.
But now
we're trying
to
ingratiate to them. We're lying to them. We're not lying to you.
Becky doesn't like.
You don't, and that's offensive.
Okay.
Well,
you can just drink it all. I don't ever care.
You do. You drink Bordeaux. I can drink a wine. I don't like Bueller.
Well, I just get mad when you bring up these wines on Friday nights. That's when I get grumpy.
Well, What am I supposed to drink on a Tuesday? I mean, I do, but I, you know, this right. is a Tuesday, actually.
A Friday night wine should be something that you think I would like.
It should be.
I think that's it's fair something enough. You should yeah. like. I'll get you jam jar. Maybe you like jam jar.
Easy. Okay.
So what did I give I know that Deb wine? Likes it. An 81.
You gave it an 87.
I think I gave it an 83.
He meant to give an 87.
No.
Which 87 is my score for okay. Le Jean R. Rouge blend. Why 87?
Why 87?
Why 87?
Why 87?
I like it. I enjoy it. I like it a lot. It's not a great wine. It's simply good.
An 87 is a high score for a not great wine.
Yeah, that's a good point, Scott.
No, it's a good wine. It's not great. A great wine's 90. Solid.
It's, I mean, but I think it's great for what it is.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough, but I'm not going to call it great. Great for what it is not great.
Okay.
Great for what it is not great.
Would you buy it again?
Yeah. Yeah. Would I buy it every day? No, but if I went to a restaurant and this was the choice, absolutely, I would pick this.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's, well.
A steakhouse French.
Is the Lagone in the menu?
Yeah. Pick that. Would I pick that?
Well, it depends on what I'm eating.
Let's wait till we get to the scores.
Yeah.
But I like this, and I did like the acidity in this. Whether it came from the oaking or not is fine. This hit all the
it's
points.
A good wine.
It was front palate, mid palate, finish. You thought it finished a little funky on the end, a little long. I didn't feel that way. I kind of like that.
I think it's maybe slightly the oak. Lingers a little bit more than what it should, given the fact that it's from Bordeaux. Should be a little tidier in the finish. Fire.
It's Rothschild's.
Two or three too many chips.
For you. This is not. Chip.
I know.
Chip.
I know.
It's like, did I appreciate they brought Dexter back? Yeah, but I was still. Even though it was relatively well done, I was still a little disappointed with it. That's how I feel about this wine.
And on to me.
87.
Actually, that's my score too.
Yeah.
I think it's really well structured. Like I said before, I like it's well structured. I think the it might be slightly over-oaked because this wine should be maybe a little bit more dialed back. Mm. It tastes a little stylized, but it's still nice for what it is. And quite frankly, as a... bullshit Americanized, you know, whatever you want to call it, from France for America, it works. Mm-hmm. It works. You know, Josh or this.
Oh God!
I mean, 1,000 different Cali cabs.
Every single Cali cab,
virtually. Yeah.
California designate cab. Every single one.
Oh, good God! Yes. Oh Jesus H.
You know who should sell this? Places like Grape and Grain.
They should.
Not because
Mouton Cadet or this. This.
Yeah.
Mouton Cadet is what this was 15 years ago. They still haven't got the memo that you can make wine that doesn't taste like shit.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know that.
That was bad.
We're just like the Le Jean. No, you're not. You are not like this wine. No. See, you haven't had that. Mouton Cadet. You weren't on that episode. We were decent to you. That was a wine that an accountant would drink. Not a CPA. Just an accountant.
Not even an accountant.
87.
So I think we should roll back. You should do the Italian score, then I do it, then Becky does it.
Yep.
Let's change the order.
Okay. From the Lagone, an 88 for me. One point higher.
How dare you?
I think though, if someone gave it a higher score, I'm not going to argue. A
higher score.
Don't be dumb. It's because you're a hater.
She's been a hater.
Hater.
She's been a hater, folks. I don't know.
I don't think there's enough complexity to warrant more than that.
No.
I think that it's tidy and it's a well compacted wine. It's completely different than the Le Jean, but I like it for what it is. And quite frankly, with food. Although Scott says pasta. This thing is a pasta. Frank would do well with this. Although Frank does well with everything that he has.
He just does a great job with everything.
This is a Frank kind of wine,
too. That's a good comment.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm
actually,
same.
Might not be good enough for Frank. Be perfect.
So I'm 88 also, and I'm going to raise a point questioning both our scores because I wonder what we would score this if we didn't drink them side by side. I wonder if we'd be giving this an 88 or is it really an 87? But side by side.
It's a fair point.
Even
but
though, right?
It's somewhere between an 86 and an 88, and it's not an 86.
No.
So
agreed.
I
we like both these wines. You and I do, at least.
I don't know. Stylistically, I think this one shows a little bit more from the region. It doesn't taste as homogenized. It tastes a little bit more natural in its, you know, in the fact that where the Lejeune taste does taste of a factory. It does taste of a boardroom.
Well,
the Lagon does not.
It's
for whatever that's worth. That's worth a point to me. This tastes more, the Italian tastes more natural. The French tastes a little bit more manipulated.
Yeah.
Or stylized. What are you going to call it? This is marketing. This is not.
Yeah, for sure. But
the Lagon is not trying to impress anybody. The Lejeune is trying to impress everybody.
Or is it just this? Lejeune is Merlot based, and Lejeune is 50-50 Cab Merlot.
No, because you're talking 60, 30, 10, 50, 50.
Right.
But you're not really tasting. It's more the mentality of how it was made. You know, and this was made by people in suits. This was made by people with dirt under their fingernails.
You know, that's interesting because there's this documentary about how they make wines.
Yeah, I saw that. The guy does a helicopter dick. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, it was in Portugal. Yeah, yeah. I've got another email from that person. I wonder why that was.
Do a helicopter.
Yeah, I think he did.
You did a helicopter.
Hey, man, I like that show a lot, so that's why I did it. That's a compliment from me. Now, on to the Triple B, the Lagone, the Italian wine. Italiano. I found. Go ahead. I was going to say, I realized what that meant in Italian, so I stopped saying it.
Yeah. What? You're afraid of
no,
offending somebody?
No, I'm not going to say that. No.
So I think I've had 8 sips of this.
That's great.
I think the oaking is more skillfully done. I think that you can tell that this is a European, most likely Bordeaux. I gave it an 85. Before we do compare our scores of integrity, you know what the real star of the show is tonight?
Me.
No. The wild boar.
Oh, yes. I have another. I have another thing of that.
So good.
It was on discount. It was like $6.49. I don't know what it costs normally. At Kroger. Yeah, I don't. I have the package upstairs. I'll let you know what that disc got. It was like old school. It had like dust and shit all over the damn casing. It had the string that you pull across. That's better than the, what do we get?
No, it's not as good as that North Country charcuterie.
Easy.
That's the best.
I think
that's
pretty
the best
good.
I've
ever had. That's really good though.
Easy.
I think that
this is really good.
This
the
is
North
really
country
good.
It's not as good as that.
Yeah,
look at that fat. No, yeah, the wild boar salami that we're having right now is really, really good.
So something else that I forgot to bring up, Scott, is Rob pulled one of your tricks tonight.
Uh-oh. He was rooting for the Steelers?
So do you remember how you had that sticker that you had on a bottle of wine that it didn't belong to?
Oh, yeah.
Rob did that with a steak.
I did not. It was like that.
It came that way, or so he says. It would. He got 2 fillets marked down to a sirloin price.
Well, you know how Kroger has that prime, whatever it is, in prepackaged prime ship?
Okay.
And they've, because of, I don't know what it is, market prices, they've gone up exponentially. So, like, the ribeyes are $20, like you're ever going to pay a fucking, it used to be $12.99, now it's like $18.99 for that ship. And their fillets are like $20. And you get a big middle finger for that. Well, their top sirloins, they put all it, no one buys it. So they put it in the, you know,
the clearance.
Yeah. And so the top sirloins were $5.99. But the problem is they had a couple fillets mixed in with those top sirloins, and they weren't paying attention, so they just marked $5.99 on those. So I picked up the fillets, and that's what we had it tonight with a brandy reduction.
Oh, mm-hmm. A peach brandy reduction or a brandy reduction?
That 10-year brandy reduction.
You use the 10-year to cook with?
All the rest. I don't drink it. I cook with
what?
It.
What's wrong with you?
Brandy, she's a fine girl. I cook with her. I don't drink it.
The 10-year is magnificent.
And you know what? On mushrooms with a reduction. Oh, my good God. It's delicious. I did that.
Mushrooms with brandy.
Yeah. Oh, I did that. What night was it? Saturday night. Lamb chops, filet, and the mushroom reduction. Delicious. Mm. Delicious. This weekend, though, is going to be a little bit colder, so I don't know about that.
Yeah. Did you see the weather on Sunday?
Fucking cold.
How cold?
Like 40s, but like that rain-snow mix, which is gross, but it is also like Rob has to take Henry to a soccer thing. But
he's going
to
be outside.
We'll be like inside with a fire. Rob will make us chili.
We're going to make you shit. I'm going to be up in Hilliard with Henry. As Henry's like that pony. Genuine, folks.
Let's do how far off we were.
All right. Scores of integrity, folks.
You know my first hearty cold weather soup's going to be? I'm going to make a cream of mushroom soup with a beef bone broth. Beef. Base. Heavy on the onions, too.
Mm. Alrighty, so.
I'm going to saute the onions and I'm going to grind them up with a Wazzer stick. Ooh. That almost gives you like a cream soup texture.
Rob does, several years ago, he did a butternut squash soup.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah. With sauteed onions and the whole deal. It was so good.
But I'm going to put the heavy cream in anyway.
Yep.
It's delicious. Maybe some ground lamb in my mushroom soup.
Mm. I'm tabulating how I did.
I can go first. For France, I thought Rob would give it an 87. He gave it an 87. Ugh. I thought Scott would give it an 86. He gave it an 87. Wow. Italy, I was off, though.
I bet you were.
I thought Rob would give it an 85. He gave it an 88.
Oh, that sucks.
Yep. And Scott, I thought, would give it an 84, and he gave it an 88. So I was off by 8 points.
What is Scott? No. Yeah, you were. I will go next. For the French, Le Legon, I thought that, where am I at? For Becky, I thought she would give it an 85. She gave it?
83.
84, actually. You said 83 or 84.
I gave it 83. No, you gave it 84. I wrote down 83.
I wrote down 84. Negative one. You said 84.
My Lord.
And then Scott would give... No, she didn't. Oh, my Lord. Scott would give it an 86. And he gave it an 87, so I'm off by one there.
That's a lie.
For the Italian, I said Becky would give it an 86. She gave it an 85. I'm off by one. And Scott would give it an 88. I said 88 as well.
You're off by what?
Zero. Negative three total. That's pretty good for me.
Actually, four.
No, you said an 84.
He did say 83.
Or 84.
No.
God. Always go with the highest. But Scott, what did you say? Surprisingly difficult.
For the Italian, I said Becky would give it 87. For the French, 86. For the Italian, Rob, I said I'd give... The Italian a 90 points. And 89 for the French.
I won. By how much?
It's your second victory.
How much were you off by?
Oh, I was way off.
So even if Becky goes with her bullshit 83, I still won. I am so happy. That's all right.
It's the joy we bring him. He won the scores of integrity once.
It's like I'm wearing sweatpants and I don't want anybody to see me stand up. I don't know what to say other than I hope those police officers come to my house again and I say, take it off. Then they cuff me. It's rough. I was like, ooh, don't, I'm not resisting, officer. They said, are you packing a weapon? And I said, yes, you better search me thoroughly.
They didn't. And I don't think that they followed police protocol. I said, I could have a big... I'm like Aaron Rodgers. I've got a big penis.
Okay.
But there's not been a woman that confirmed that. I've just been telling everybody that.
Well,
it became a real problem at the Boy Scout meeting I was at. I don't know why.
You're bad, bad man.
Why? They said, do you have anybody have anything to share tonight? And I said, well, I have a big penis. And it got very quiet. And
I'll bet it did.
I was like, then I realized I probably should have done it to the older group. Anyway, so, folks.
Did Ben laugh when you said you had a large penis?
Who's Ben?
Dover?
Oh, no, that was me. Yeah, I told that joke, too. It didn't go well.
No. It didn't go over well?
Some of those fathers at that Boy Scout meeting, they were really strong. Not all bad, I guess. Anyway, so.
Wilford.
The winner tonight is the Italian. Just. Although I would suggest that they're both winners in their own sense. Becky liked them both.
I think she wants to like them.
She's just too shy.
They
want
to be liked. They want to be loved.
Well, I want you to want me.
I need you to want me.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
I'm begging you to beg me.
Well, anyway, folks.
Shine on my old brown shoes.
I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I did. I know Scott did.
Wilford did.
And I think Becky on the inside did.
On the inside.
So.
On the inside.
Congratulations, Lagone. Congratulations, Italy. Even though you... I mean, it wasn't that Bordeaux-esque, but so that's okay. Whatever.
Fuck Daniel Craig. How can you kill off James Bond?
That is phonetic spelling. How do you think I pronounce it so well? So, folks, for Scott the Licensed Taxi Driver, the Triple B, and me, Rob the Wine Guy, we're going to bid you adieu. And Das Vidanya for the Triple B.
I must report to my superiors. I keep the French and the Italians down. The Italians betrayed us in World War II. The French, oh, the French are no good. They smoke the cigarettes. I sound like I'm French, but that's okay. I'm Russian.
Bulgarian? I want to drink that. How do the Bulgarians, is there a Bulgarian accent or is it Russian? Becky, answer this question for me. You're walking away. I know that you know she's off to a bridge somewhere to drop off her manila envelope. You're not going to go.
It's a cold drop.
It's a cold drop. Yes, that's right.
I don't know what you're talking about. My name is Natalia. I don't answer to Becky. I must keep all the European wines down. We are trying to improve the Bulgarian wine industry. If we break the Bordeaux down, the Bulgarian wines will reign supreme. That's the idea.
Belarusian wines, very underappreciated.
Yes.
Very good crop.
Very good. Very good.
Very good crop.
Yes. It pairs well with hot dogs.
I love him very much.
Our grand leader is fantastic.
Putin put in
yes.
Side the animal.
Lushenko is a self-made man. He know have influence by Putin. Putin has no influence on Lushenko.
And that right there would keep you out of prison.
Putin is French fry with the cheese curd.
Did you see him riding shirtless on a horse? I know. That's fantastic. Are you doing a Lushenko impression? What are you doing?
Yeah, it is a legit question.
A European connection, yes.
Last breath of life of foreign expelled leader.
So, folks, we've made fun of dictators, but nevertheless. What? And Aaron Rodgers.
Who's taters?
I don't know. And whatever. What's her name?
I don't know what her name is. Becky brought it up, so I just played along.
She said the fiancé of Aaron Rodgers. That won't last, by the way. Just in case you're wondering.
What, you think she's not going to make it?
No, he's going to. Come on, man. How many girlfriends has he had in the last 3 years? And they all kind of look the same, too. You always know a dude is off when every girlfriend he's had looks about the same. You're like, dude, they're all the same.
I have a type.
Yeah, you have a type because you're a fucking creeper, man. All your girlfriends have to, like, look the same? It's weird. It's always a sign. I'm going to grow your hair long so you can wear.
I'm John Wick.
You're not. You're actually not.
It's not.
No one's John Wick because it's a fictional character. I know you think you are, but you're not. I just like the people that think that they're smart. I wonder what kind of big words he uses when he talks to himself. It's amazing. You know what, though? This is the thing. Brett Favre's like, thank you, man. Thank you for being a bigger douche than I was. I was sending my dick pics to that Jen Sterner that was like the reporter for the Jets or whatever. And now everybody fucking forgets that I did Medicaid fraud in Louisiana where I had to pay. Oh, was it Medicaid or Medicare? I don't remember. And they had to pay all that money back. And then he was sending dick pics to everybody. But no, everybody forgets that because Aaron Rodgers is a bigger douche than the man that was sending dick pics and committing crimes. But that's okay.
I know Aaron's body very well. First off, his feet. And no offense to this rando dude, are a lot bigger.
Wink, wink, emoticon.
Man, she's an actress. She doesn't speak that way. So, folks, we're not going to take a break. We're going to bid you adieu. But nevertheless, we will see you next time here on The Wine Vault. Good night.